Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, with you. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. We got some good stuff lined up for you. We got a new study that gets into why are people less social when they're walking the streets? Get into that one.
Interesting.
Got a couple of other fun ones for you and some good stories of the day. And, of course, we will get into our schedule for today and everything coming up here at this station. Looking forward to diving into all that. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment news. Macaulay Culkin's brotherly pride overcame him when his brother Kieran won Best Supporting Actor Oscar on Sunday. He said, quote, "That's the only thing I watched. True story, I cried. And I was like, I'm going to see you later." Asked if he expected Kieran to win, Macaulay said, quote, "Of course, let's be real. We're allowed to say that." Yeah, absolutely. He was front row aisle closest to the stairs. There was no way he wasn't going to win.
Ooh. Dirty little secret.
For a long time, if somebody wasn't at the Oscars, you assumed they weren't going to win. And then Daniel Day-Lewis won for, I think it was My Left Foot or something like that.
Right.
And he wasn't there. And then that just kind of threw everything off. Now, it's happened more times than not. I think that may be one of two, three times that, not talking about Marlon Brando not accepting his award. That was a whole different thing.
Or George C. Scott or something like
that. Right, something along those lines. There is a little bit to that, but at the same time, sitting across from him was another Best Supporting Actor, I believe, and they do this a lot. So all of these nominees are usually in the aisle seats.
Right, makes
sense.
You
very rarely see somebody in the middle that is even a presenter, let alone a nominee.
Right.
And that's just smart award show.
Right. So you don't have to crawl over people to get out there.
Yeah. It doesn't make good television.
Yeah.
But thank you for saying that, Seth, because to the point of this and to how you can't really put a lot of stock in this. One of the most famous Oscar moments of all time is Bellini winning, the Italian winning.
Yep. And Life is Beautiful, yeah.
For Life is Beautiful, one of the greatest movies I've ever seen in my life. And one of those must recommend movies for me. Life is Beautiful. You ever get a chance, see it. He walked through because he was in the middle.
Yeah.
And he didn't, he walked over people. Like
he did.
He basically crowd surfed almost.
Yeah.
And quickly, as a side note, did anybody get a chance to see Halle Berry get her revenge? So famously, when Adrian Brody won his Oscar, Halle Berry was presenting it to him because she had won for Monsters Ball the year before.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. And Adrian Brody was so excited, he went up there and he kissed her.
Yep.
And he has apologized profusely for this over the years. And Halle Berry is always, you know, they're friends.
Right, yeah.
So they knew each other before this and everything. Well, Adrian Brody had won, and he was at some kind of like, he was talking to some interview, he was being interviewed or something like that, and Halle Berry snuck up behind him, tapped him on the shoulder, and just popped one on him right away.
Yes.
In 2025, that can still happen is kind of cool to me.
Yeah.
Not everybody can get away with that one.
Yeah, no, but that's great.
But that was, between those two, that was kind of a cool moment. And Adrian Brody needed it because his PR team is hard at work right now. I love this for both of these brothers. I think this is pretty cool. And I think it is Macaulay Culkin's had some time to sit with this and everything, but this wasn't the way their lives were supposed to go on paper.
Right.
It was Macaulay that was supposed to be winning the Oscar and having this great career and all these things, and Kieran would have some kind of a career. But I think that Macaulay may even admit himself, Kieran is just a far superior actor, and that is nothing against Macaulay Culkin, who is a very, very good actor. Watch him in Saved. Watch him as an adult. You know, he was good as a kid. Watch him as an adult. He can act. Heck, watch The Good Son with him as a kid.
Yeah.
The movie with him and Elijah Wood. That is an underrated movie and an underrated creepy movie.
It is. Those he does a very good job with it. Yeah.
Oh, man. I get goosebumps thinking about his performance in that. Like that. And it's so hard to break type, let alone to do it as a kid. Macaulay Culkin did that.
Yep.
Like, how many child actors break type when their kids break type?
And I'm guessing that after he did that film, that's when the other offers started to dry up again because they're like, ugh, we don't want that Macaulay Culkin.
I wouldn't say it killed his career, but it didn't.
It probably didn't help in the
when
end.
When it should have opened up avenues for him as a child actor,
it didn't seem to do that,
I thought that was a cool moment. I'm glad he shared that.
Yeah.
It was an interesting thing there. Let's see here. Oh, I wanted to touch on this one. This is what I really wanted to focus on. We haven't gotten to really talk too much about this. We've touched on it loosely, but the James Bond property, for those that don't know, is changing hands. It is now basically owned by Amazon.
Okay.
It was announced last Thursday that the creative control of James Bond's film series, based on the Ian Fleming books, is being handed off to, from longtime producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli to Amazon MGM Studios. The questions yet again arise, who is going to play, of course, James Bond? Now, can I give a spoiler to the last James Bond? Can I do that? It's has the last James Bond movie been out long enough? It was in 2021.
Right.
If you don't want to know the ending of that movie, earmuffs, everybody.
It's been long enough. I'm calling it right now. It's been long enough, James. Okay.
Well, and Melissa, do you care? Do you?
I don't care. I haven't seen it, but I don't care.
Okay. James Bond dies. Mm-hmm. Like, never has happened in the film series. Nope. In 20-some movies or anything like that, they've never done that before. And I thought it was really cool and really brave. And 2 seconds later, was like, okay, well, what are you going to do now? How are you going to reimagine that character?
Right.
Now, I don't think it's that hard. They've redone this character
several times.
Seven, eight times already.
Yeah.
And it's not hard to bring somebody back from the dead in the movies.
Yeah, it's actually
well, it's quite easy. Ask Marvel, yeah.
Yeah, right. Any comic book company.
One thing that I think stands out about this, though, in them doing that, is what a perfect time, though, to finally have a different looking Bond, whether that's a woman, an African-American, a young Bond, any of
by
the
Amazon.
Jeff Bezos will cast himself as James Bond.
Now, I think that's funny and everything, but I actually think, you know, hey, wait a minute. Maybe not James Bond, but I think Jeff Bezos would make a great supervillain. I feel like we're skating past this and everything. You guys are just, you know, laughing it off and everything, but I mean, come on. He already looks like looks like a supervillain.
He looks like Lex Luthor.
He doesn't even have to, like, and I don't believe he has to do any method acting for this one or anything either.
Or any makeup.
His natural evilness will just come out.
So
I do agree, though, James. Like, that aside, I would love to see a different character as James Bond. I mean, they did it with Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, very successfully, and I thought.
It was very successful. So, like, James Bond has been such a, just an iconic, you know, 007. Like, it's been part of, I don't know, at least my history. Mm-hmm. I bring it up every time I can. You hear me, Harry. He was in a James Bond movie. So, like, I think it would be fantastic to see a woman, to see an African-American, to see an Asian, to see any other than a white man.
Oh, we need a multi, and I'm sure people are getting tired of this. We need a multi-dimensional James Bond where they all meet each other.
Oh, I like that.
That would be a little left turn there, you know.
Yeah. I want to piggyback on what Melissa was saying there, because I think the smartest mind in all of football, as far as commentators and you know, talking heads and everything, is Mina Kimes. She is the greatest I've ever seen at this. She's incredibly intelligent at it and very funny. I just like her. Mm-hmm. But she actually had a good note on this one, I thought. I just heard the other day. She brought up Emily Blunt.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
She would be perfect.
Holy cow. I can't get it out of my head now. She said it, and I was thinking of an English actress, of course, because you got to go English. You can't, you know, you've got to go an English actor. But I was thinking of younger actresses, and I was trying to think, oh, this didn't work. She said Emily Blunt, and now, like, even Idris Elba, who I thought would have made the perfect James Bond 5 years ago, I don't know about now. I don't even know if he wants it anymore now. I cannot get Emily Blunt out of my head. I just think she'd be the perfect James Bond.
I would say one thing, and this is just because I think it would be cool. You do not change the first name, even if it's a woman.
Mm-hmm,
you keep it James Bond. I think you keep it that part the same. Well, she could do it, man. She's done action. She's done comedy. She can do anything, man, and she would be perfect.
And keeping in mind that this is a spy, so the name is not their actual God-given name or anything.
I know I have recently someone whose little girl they did. Her middle name is James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Names aren't gender specific anymore. No, they really aren't.
No, there's a model, James King.
Yeah.
That has that name. So yeah.
Okay, real quick story. I'm at a bar. I'm at like the first bar I'm ever in California. And I'm with Will, and it's like midnight, and I saw somebody that I thought looked amazing, and I wanted to go talk to her. And Will's like, "No, you don't want to talk to her." I'm like, "I do, man." And I never do this. I never go up and start a conversation with somebody, but this person seemed really interesting, and mm-hmm. I wanted to go talk to her. I go up, I start talking to her, and we were talking for maybe 20 minutes. It was going great. What's your name? James. What's yours? James. Dead silence. Dead silence. Never saw her again. Never saw her. She just basically like took her drink and like walked away. Like it was it. No goodbye, no nothing. We just kind of looked at each other.
That's done.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, this is Tom Deary from the Elks Lodge. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. Hey, Tom. Good, Tom. Tom, how you been?
Doing good. Good. I'm calling to let you guys know that tonight, with the snow and the weather, we have decided to call bingo off for the evening.
Mm. All right. That makes sense.
That is, and I appreciate you calling in and letting us know, man. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You guys stay safe over there.
Better to have people stay home and be safe.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And hey, that just means that the pots and all that will just get bigger for next week, right?
There we go.
We gotta have you back soon, man. We gotta talk real soon on the air or something like that. Appreciate that you calling in, buddy.
Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming on and going on very quick at the lodge here, but I guess the bigger one that I got for you guys is Never Forgotten On Your Flight. We're having a spaghetti luncheon this Saturday.
Yep.
So yes. That'll be at the lodge, and it's $12 a head. Come on down and support the vets.
All right.
Do you need tickets for that or just show on up?
Nope, just show on up.
Okay.
All right. Excellent.
Awesome.
We'll be reminding everybody about it, bud. Thanks so much for the call. You take care, and you stay safe out there, too. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes.
Big shout out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to them. Yep. Great people over there.
Thanks for keeping us informed, Tom.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I should have asked him who he wanted to be Bond. So I don't know. I'm excited to see where this goes. Now, unpopular opinion, because everybody that touches this story just slams Amazon and thinks this is horrible for the franchise and all these things. And I, like Melissa, love this franchise and love these movies. It's one of my oldest memories of sitting back and watching these movies with my papa and us laughing at the villains and mm-hmm. some of the corniness of it and stuff.
Absolutely.
While also the evolution of this character and how it literally changed cinema. James Bond took a punch and everything changed after that. You go back and look at it, everybody, and you can almost see a direct correlation of our heroes going from heroes to anti-heroes. And how nowadays even Superman is an anti-hero. Even him, they've kind of like shown not human, but we can't have perfect heroes anymore.
Right.
Which is, I think, great. I think awesome.
That makes it more interesting, for sure.
Far more interesting.
Yeah.
Far more relatable, you know? And I think that's very difficult to do with the characters we're talking about. Superheroes, James Bond, any of this. Yet modern audiences are able to find a relation to these characters like they've never done before. Mm. Now is a great time to not only keep the Bond franchise going, but to revolutionize it, completely change it up, and do something wild here, do something different, especially if you're Amazon, because one, you're playing with house money.
Right.
Yeah.
There is no losing money on this.
No,
not at all.
Two, everybody already is mad at you. Yeah. They're already mad at you.
Who cares?
You could cast the ghost of Sean Connery, and they're not going to be happy about this.
Right.
Watch him do that. But I shouldn't have said
that'd
that.
Be fascinating.
Watch him do that. Yeah, yeah.
I have one other,
but just one real quick thing, Melissa. I watched a couple of series on Amazon: The Boys, the Mr. and Mrs. Smith series. I watched the first season of The Lord of the Rings. The money that they're putting into these shows. They're beautiful. Like, I know it's an unpopular opinion, and we could be using that money for a lot of other things.
Right.
But if they're going to be doing this, they're going to put some money into it. And it's going to, I mean, at the very least, if you are a fan of the franchise, I know that we don't like saying this. It might be in good hands, because at the very least, they ain't running out of money anytime
soon.
That's
true. That's true.
This means the franchise continues. They're going to get their money's worth out of it. Mm-hmm. So I, as a fan of the series, I'm just saying I'm focusing on the MGM part of this, not the Amazon MGM.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, Melissa, though. What did you have?
No, no, that's okay. That's a very valid point, and you are correct. I just want to put forward one more female actor that I think would be absolutely fantastic in the role, and that is Natalie Portman.
Oh. Yes. But she's not British.
But she's proven her acting chops, and I don't think it has
she can
to
do
be
the accent,
a British too. Actor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I said that mainly for our friends in the United Kingdom. I don't know that it has to be a British accent.
I want it to be an American with an American accent, just to tick them off.
I love it.
What I want to see.
Like Mark Wahlberg.
Oh my God!
With this full Southie accent.
I want to see the whole of the UK lose its mind.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan is Irish.
Yeah. That's right. That's so good. I was just gonna say they did let an Irishman play.
That's true.
Let's take a call real quick. Good morning. You're on the show.
You know, I'm going to make a twist on this and just kind of make it funny and just with the way the weather is today, you got to lighten it up. But how about Melissa McCarthy?
Yes! Oh, my God, yes! Oh, that would be so fantastic, Kevin. You just made my day.
Not only one of my favorite actresses of all time. Mm-hmm. I love, love, love Melissa McCarthy. But she's even got experience of this. She's already played a spy.
That's true. She has.
She was in a great movie with Jason Statham and Jude Law, Spy. I think it was just called Spy. Yeah, it's just called Spy.
Spy, yeah.
So to Kev's point, she's already got some reps in this field.
Oh,
it's a great.
You got to make, you know, like you said, you got to make them more human. Why couldn't you make it Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Oh, I love it.
Not only, you would save so much money on stunt people. Like, she does all of her own stunts. I love this. I love this.
I'm so behind this idea, but I have one caveat for it. She has to play it straight.
Yeah. Yeah,
and she could.
She could, and that's what I'm saying. I think she could do it.
It can't be a comedy.
She's got to play it like
some comedy in there, but not from her.
It would be like the normal Bond comedy, you know, like the pithy comments, right, that he makes, right?
Watch any of her, especially her sketches on SNL, but even her movie roles. Melissa McCarthy is most dangerous when she's serious. Mm-hmm. That's when she does her funniest stuff.
That's when she eviscerates you.
Yes, yes. I love this idea. I thought, okay, so now I've got this Emily Blunt and Melissa McCarthy thing stuck in my I can't decide which one now. That's great, Kev. That's great, bud. Appreciate you, man. Hey, you safe travels out there to all of our delivery drivers and everybody. Mm-hmm. Safe travels out there, man.
Yeah, it's pretty greasy out here, so all that. Please turn your lights on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turn your headlights on.
Mm-hmm. For safety.
They won't automatically do it in this Mm-mm. daytime.
No, it's too light. Yeah.
Appreciate you, bud. You have a good morning.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Thank Kevin. You.
Okay, real quick. I'm used to talking to him in the afternoon, so I almost said you have a good afternoon.
I know. You had a pause. I almost did it.
Oh, wait, real quick before we go to break, let's do this. Okay, Emily Blunt as James Bond and Melissa McCarthy as Felix Leiter, the American counterpart.
Oh, yes.
She would be perfect for that, too, though. Yeah.
Oh,
that would
be great.
Or Q, maybe one of those two roles.
I like her as Q.
Yeah.
That's another one that you have to cast right. You've got to get
Q's got to be right.
M. You've got to get M right. You had Judi Dench playing M before.
I know.
Right? How can you top that?
Be careful.
Good luck. We will see. We'll be following it. We'll be back with more show coming up on the morning show. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth, Melissa, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good day out there and you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have to travel, I encourage
Stay put.
you.
Stay put.
They keep your radio close.
Yeah.
We'll help you out. We'll pass the time with you. We got great things lined up throughout the whole day today. We'll be getting into our schedule a little bit later. Did want to take a moment before our break to touch on a couple of cool things. I imagine that our team is hard at work on our WFHR newsletter that is going to be a new edition is going to be out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I encourage you to sign up for it. Everybody get to WFHR.com right now and sign up. We'll wait.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't take long. You
just
your email address.
Yeah, that's all we need.
And in that time, you would have already signed up. Yep. Like, that's how quick it is. I encourage you to do that. Keep in mind as well at WFHR.com, you can find all of our shows, all of our podcasts, mm-hmm. previous interviews, things like that, and some great reporting. There are so many great articles just sitting there for you right over there. Mm-hmm. I personally, I will admit to the audience, friends with Katrina Shankland and working with her over the years, mm-hmm. and us not necessarily being in her voting area, right. kind of worked into that a little bit. I was very curious what she had been up to, and seeing the article that Chuck wrote was very informative to me. I did not know what she had been up to.
It's interesting, yeah.
There's so many other great articles on here. I appreciate the focus on Wakely's Winter Feast that you did, Melissa. We, of course, really appreciate the work that Brittany is doing. And you touched on this on Pat's show a little bit earlier, Melissa, but Laura working overtime over there, mm-hmm. Putting in these great reporting on a gray area for us in sports. We don't get to talk about certain sports very much.
Right.
And powerlifting is one of those sports that's up and down the state, very popular. Terry Steak taught me this a long time ago. And Laura's been able to do some really nice reporting on that one.
Mm-hmm. And especially explaining the sport.
Right.
That, I have learned so much from reading what she has written. I had no idea about any of this. And it's like, wow, this is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. There's all the great stuff on there as well. It is your one-stop shop for all Central Wisconsin news. A big shout out to Michael Comer and the great work he is doing over there,
Absolutely.
Covering literally everything else. Like Laura's working on powerlifting for us and everything, and somehow Michael is covering literally everything else.
Yes.
We appreciate the work he's doing.
He is
there.
Locked into local sports.
He is.
All these people come together to put this newsletter together for you. Mm-hmm. That is what we're doing. We understand here at Civic Media better than most what has been going on with journalism, what has been happening mm-hmm. with local news. You don't have to look very far. Look at Channel 9, one of the few stations that actually gave you Rapids news on the TV, mm-hmm. and now they're giving you Madison news. Now, the cuts that they've done over there and everything, yeah. they jump away in the middle of their show to go to Madison. Sometimes on the weekend, they just have Madison.
Yeah.
And that's not a shot at anybody else. Those are good reporters over there.
Right.
And I don't even necessarily blame the companies. You can only, if you're not getting the advertising dollars, there's only so much you can do. We know that here at WFHR. It wasn't that long ago we were in that position.
Right.
And there was a time where I might have been saying this about us mm-hmm. And everything. So we're very fortunate for that.
Right.
And Civic Media, I mean, we talked about this in our team meeting yesterday.
Yep.
This is important to us. This is part of our mission, is supporting local news, supporting local journalism. Mm-hmm. It's an avenue that isn't covered much nowadays, but that's all right. We're going to cover those bases.
Mm-hmm. Do our best.
we're working hard at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of hard at work, the cast and crew of Arsenic and Old Lace has been hard at work for months to give you this great show, and it is time. The end of the run is here. Three mm-hmm. more opportunities for you to take in one of the funniest comedies of all time, Arsenic and Old Lace.
I agree. I think it's hilarious.
Insanity runs in my family. It practically gallops.
I always get to laugh that line, I got to say.
It's one of my favorite lines in all of history. Yep. All of history. Everything. Mm-hmm. Arsenic and Old Lace is going to be performing out tomorrow. Check mm-hmm. it out tomorrow, 7 o'clock show. Friday, 7 o'clock show, 2 o'clock matinee.
And that's it, everybody. Yep. That's your last chance coming up this weekend.
And at the end of that, while you're getting your tickets at wrctheater.org, so you can pick out your seat and where you want to sit
exactly.
and everything, because you can do that at WRC
yes,
Theater.
You can.
It's pretty cool. Not every theater gives you that opportunity.
Nope.
Do that. Get your tickets. And while you're there, why not fill out an application for Noises Off? You can get your audition form filled out right now.
Right away.
Have it all taken care of.
Yeah.
You don't even have to worry about it.
Oh, it's so easy. It's so nice and easy to do it that way. Yeah, it's great.
It absolutely is. And those auditions are on March 10th and 11th. I'm excited. Can't wait to see who comes out.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that, everybody.
Yeah.
Again, March 10th and 11th, 6:30 to 8:30 over at the WRCT Auditorium. Mm-hmm. Make your plans to head on over there and audition for Noises Off. And keep in mind, if you don't feel comfortable being on stage, Melissa could use you backstage.
Absolutely. We're going to need a big crew for this one.
Big crew for backstage on this one, yeah.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing our best over here at the station to help Melissa with the show as well mm-hmm. in any way we can. Because we want nice. You to have a fun time with this, Melissa. We know how serious you are going to take this because you're a pro and you're good at these things. But we also want you to enjoy yourself and everything. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be helping as much as we can with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm saying that on the air. I don't really mean it. I don't know. I'm joking. I hope to God you don't. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Let's get into a couple of fun ones here. Interesting ones, if not. So when you're walking down the street, and do you openly engage with people or not? And I'm talking, you know, not obviously people you know, but strangers.
Right.
And by openly engage, I don't mean like, hello, hi, how are you? What time is it? Even making eye contact is all I mean. A simple look at eye contact, maybe even a smirk or maybe a wave or something like that.
A wave or a little head nod, maybe.
Do you do any of these things? How about when you're driving or when somebody is driving past you? Do you wave to them or any of these things? A new study looked into why urban pedestrians seem to be walking faster and doing less socializing.
Mm.
That's not antidotical either, or a word I can't say. They compared recent video to similar footage from more than 40 years ago. And People in Boston, New York City, Philly are walking 15% faster with about half the informal encounters.
Okay. All right.
Naturally, the biggest change is technology. Now everyone is walking with a smartphone. So some people are being social while walking just remotely and, you know, not with the people around them.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
And if they're not talking on their phone, they have their heads buried in it. Also, the study found that the average incomes of people who lived and worked downtown had soared, so people may have higher value of time and won't stroll around and linger in casual conversations because time is money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's also been a decrease in our social interactions of all kinds, which has popped up in our data about rising rates of loneliness.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And finally, there's the surge in climate-controlled pay-to-enter third spaces like coffee shops and casual eateries.
Oh, yeah. I suppose.
You don't really have that as much anymore. You can't really hang out at your local bodega or your local coffee shop as like you used to. Now, in some areas you can, but and we're talking, again, in the bigger cities where this data was taken. So why does this matter? A researcher said, quote, cities have a special ability to bring people together. Mm-hmm. That is the core of city making, of what it means to be urban. The process requires random encounters with people talking to each other and mingling and bumping into each other. One solution could be to build more communal areas along streets, mm-hmm. like ample green spaces, shade, and seating.
Mm-hmm.
You can find the complete article of this at Bloomberg.com.
Okay.
So let's discuss.
All right.
because I find this fascinating.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of this ties into another thing, another popular topic of ours, and how we are, the more and more we are like isolating ourselves and putting ourselves in these bubbles, whether it is on social media or it is just in our personal lives. And I think especially, coming out of the Oscars, this makes me think of something that we touch on as well, about the importance of theater and movies and how we have so little experiences nowadays to laugh with strangers.
Right. Right. Have that communal experience. Right. Yeah. Even of watching something else. Yeah.
And the core part of this, of what makes a city and what makes a community, the people. And the connections they have. I don't think, for many out here that have never lived in a big city, I understand that from afar you may look at, like, well, I'll take what I know, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about that city. I'm from there, and I love that city, and I'm proud of it. And I've taken a lot of heat for that in 20-some years of living in the middle of the state for that. But one of the things that I haven't had to fight people on a lot is most people understand Chicago is a big city. It's one of the biggest cities, if not the biggest city in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a Midwest city. People may not be the kindest to you, but they'll still hold the door open. There is still some Midwest mentality there, even with a busy city.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was in the city is the first time in my life that I ran into the ugliness of city life. Some of that. I know the news wants to tell you that it's Beirut and these things. It's not.
No, it's not.
And I wouldn't mislead you on that. I have nobody. I'm not getting paid by the city or the state or anything like that to say that. But I did see, oh, wow, people are in a rush now. Oh, man, they have so short time of a break, and they got to get here and here, and they don't got time to talk. They don't got time to, you know, mingle or anything like that, because time is money, and money has never become harder to get or more of a life difference maker than it is in 2025.
Right, right.
It's ridiculous to think that stopping for 10 minutes to talk to somebody on the street could mean you couldn't pay your rent.
Yes.
I mean, that's just insane. You're
it
totally
is.
Right.
It is, but that's the reality that we're living in right now. So, right. I mean, it's definitely worth discussing. I do think it's interesting thinking about walking down the streets of Wisconsin Rapids because, I mean, let's be real. Not a lot of people walk down the street in Wisconsin Rapids to get to work. Mm-hmm. They walk from their car.
Right, exactly.
To where they park. Yeah. So it's not the same kind of interaction.
No.
But I love that you mentioned waving when you're driving down the road because there are certain roads that I drive down that I will wave at everybody.
Yeah.
And they're the roads that I grew up driving as a kid.
Wow.
Like if I'm driving out to my mom's house, I'm waving at everybody I go past.
Yeah.
Nice.
And smiling at them because that's the way I was. And as a teenager, I would just be kind of like a little, you know, sad when people didn't notice that I was waving at them. Yeah. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys?
Aww.
My little sister used to get upset about that. She would like to the point where she's waving out the side window, and then if they don't wave, she's going to the back window and like waving even harder.
You will see me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's that we talk a lot about how much just smiling at somebody can brighten their day.
Yeah.
And I really took that to heart as a young driver. Like, you know, this is some way that I can brighten people's days and be neighborly and be friendly. And so I really put a lot of effort into it.
That's great.
I don't know. Kind of seems a little silly now, but.
No, I love that. That's
good stuff.
Awesome.
Good stuff. Yeah.
It speaks to who you are.
Yeah. But it is true that we are doing less and less of that because we are so zeroed in and focused in on what we have to do to be able to survive in the society that we are in now.
Right.
Well, and I, like a lot of things, like, not like a lot of things, like everything, every single thing, think of any problem, anyone, there's no one trick solution. There's no one cause of it, and there's no one trick solution to fix it.
Right.
The people that are trying to sell you that are trying to sell you something.
Yes.
There's no way around that. When it comes to something like this, I gave you 4 to 5 different things that are making this happen.
Right.
So there's not going to be one thing that can solve all this, and I'm not trying to say that, but I will say I do find a positive in this, in that we the people can make change to this. Mm-hmm. We the people can do something about this. You have to maybe get out of your comfort zone sometimes. And I'm uncomfortable even saying the phrase comfort zone. I hate that. But for lack of a better way to put it, you've got to put yourself out there a little bit. You've got to maybe put down the phone a little bit. Maybe you get off social media a little. Any of these things. Whatever it takes to get us back to more of that. More of, hey, my neighbor's passing by and I wave to them.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I see this most often here at like convenience stores, you know, when I'm walking in and out of the gas station or the grocery store, people are friendly. You share a smile, you like make a little comment on the weather. I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It brightens my day every time. And these are not people I know. I just think it connects us as a community, even these short little interactions.
Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I live in Wisconsin Rapids, and I'm a professional dog walker. And so I actually get to get out, and one of the things that I really enjoy is when I do get those chances to, you know, to say hi to somebody. You know, there'll be a kid coming home from school, and they'll be like, can I pet your dog? or, you know, I tell you, dogs are such icebreakers. It seems like there is more, you know, people are busy, but there are times, I think I see people out walking, they will stop and chat, I think people are losing a little bit of the skill in small chat.
That's a great point.
I was at the oncology department in Marshfield the other day, and I had to stop and joke with someone, and in that department, so many people just never say anything. It's like silent. And so I was there getting my checkup, and I told him, the guy in the wheelchair, and he was obviously there for a thing, and I said, I thought I was the only good-looking person here. And it was just an icebreaker. And then we just started talking about the weather and just, you know, kind of to distract us from where we were and what was, you know, happening and stuff. And, you know, we learn things from each other, and it's just great, and I love that. I love being in a small town. I'm originally from Illinois too, James. So I enjoy hearing some of those moments with people. One of my favorite little sections in the New York Times is the Metropolitan Diary.
Yeah.
And it's where people share these little, interactions, you know, kind of fun things that have happened in this big city or whatnot. And I think we should do that.
That's a great idea.
Excellent.
Really good stuff. I really enjoyed talking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time and calling in. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was great. Wow. That was great.
Lovely.
She brought up a great thing that my fur brother is going to be mad at me. One of the positives that we can look at is certainly the love of animals and the rise of dog culture. That is going to get us out of the house, like literally gets us out of the house.
Literally walk out of the house.
That's something that gets people interacting. She's so right about this. Yeah. I never see somebody walking with a dog and don't at least interact with the dog. I don't even know if it's humanly possible for me to do that,
right?
Like to walk past a dog and not acknowledge the dog, let alone the person with the dog. I'm not sure I'm humanly capable
right
of that,
it's the most difficult when they're wearing a vest that says service dog, do not pet.
That right. Yes,
it's really kids. Hard
it really is.
Yes, oh, they're so cute.
That was a great call. That was good.
That was excellent.
Great
awesome.
Stuff. And again, I know that some of this might seem what is happening to our society stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about this stuff and bringing attention to it. I'm not the only one doing that, but doing that in part because we can do things about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's plenty of people that want to bring up problems. There's plenty of people that want to whine out there. We're talking about doing stuff here, actually accomplishing things. And I feel better about a lot of this stuff, too.
And bringing up the fact that it does still happen. It might be a little different than it used to be. But as the caller pointed out, it does still happen, and we can get better at small talk. We just have to do it.
Yep.
I thought that was another really good point.
Very good point, yes.
We get good at small talk because we've had so many reps at it. And when you take that away, especially the younger generations, that's something, that's interesting.
Right.
I love that we talked about, you can take a class on how to make phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
next it'll be classes on how to do small talk.
There you go.
I don't want to talk about the weather, but what do I talk about then? What if they don't like sports?
Oh no! I'm panicking.
I like a little Rolodex where I can't talk about this, can't talk about that.
Do's and don'ts.
Who do you think should be the next James Bond? We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun. Wrap up the morning show right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I almost started singing along with the song. I don't know why. I just was about to start.
It's one of those songs, man. You want to sing along with it.
We are going to wrap up the show, take it to the top of the hour, get into our schedule. Some good stories of the day. All of these things coming up for you. But first off, a subject that we got to come back to, and this is bringing us back. This is a full circle moment for us as a team.
Oh.
When the three of us got together and first started doing this show years ago, and that's weird to say, but years ago now.
True.
One of the earlier things we did together was make paper airplanes.
We sure did.
Threw them in the room, in the studio and everything.
See who won? I think Melissa won on that one.
Yes, she did.
I'm glad you remembered that, Seth.
I have kept those paper airplanes. I still have them at my desk.
And bronze them.
Yes. Oh, one day I will bronze them like little kid shoes.
Yes.
I will do that. A serial Guinness World Record holder bested one of his own titles by folding and throwing a paper plane in just 5.12 seconds.
Woo!
David Rush, who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles, attempted to beat his own record for the fastest time to fold and throw a paper airplane during a visit to Guinness World Records headquarters in London. So he's going there now.
Wow.
Not waiting for the adjudicators or anything.
You're going to watch me.
His previous record was 6.15 seconds. He managed to break it with a record of 15.12. Beat it by a full second, pretty much. Wow. Well, quote, while the paper airplane may not win any awards for aesthetics, it's undoubtedly the most beautiful one I've ever made. This is now housed in the Guinness World Records cabinet in London.
Nice.
Wow.
It's a kind of a fun story. That's but
does else. That count him to Guinness Book World Records, though, if he breaks his own record?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Or does it still count as one? I mean, I guess it would actually count as two because it is better than the previous one.
That's a good question, but yeah.
I'm not sure, though.
No.
Want to take a moment to thank all of the listeners calling in today. A shout out to all of you guys.
Yes, thank you very much.
You more and more give me the proof when I say best listeners in radio. we appreciate
it's
it.
Always
great
good.
Calls
Just
today.
Be safe out there driving and turn your headlights on. Turn Please. Them on. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Do it for Kevin.
Big thank you to Phil Hartley and the gang out there. We appreciate our Quality Plus Printing friends with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, everybody, every Wednesday you can catch that Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Indeed.
Yes, encourage you to be on the lookout for that, everybody. Mm-hmm. And we got some other great things going on. First off, I want to remind you to sign up for the WFHR newsletter. Go to WFHR.com. Takes 2-3 seconds. Go ahead and sign on up, and I'll be waiting for a new edition of the newsletter tomorrow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It will come out at noon.
It will.
A couple of reminders of some closings in our community. Aaron Wells, our fantastic friend over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin, let us know that Meals on Wheels are going to be closed for today.
Yep.
So keep that in mind, everybody. If you know somebody who uses those services, check in on them, please. Yep. And we heard from our friends from the Elks Lodge.
Yes. No bingo tonight, everybody. Mm-hmm. They have canceled bingo for this evening because of the inclement weather. And don't want anyone getting stuck on their way to bingo.
Right.
So they'll be back next week with more bingo action. So
looking forward to that.
Yes.
We are hopefully going to have a good midday magazine for you today. with the weather, I don't want to put it on anybody. We usually have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media come in. And, of course, our Wood County Sheriff's Department Sheriff Sean Becker joins us.
Right.
I don't know on a day like this how busy they all are.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Be listening from 4 to 5 today for that. And then, of course, from 5 to 6, Playmakers. I don't get a choice. I got to be here. I will be here live and direct to take your sports calls and feelings. Be sure to join us for that. A big shout out to Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing sponsoring that hour. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to the show today. We're going to have some fun. A bunch of topics we weren't able to talk about on Monday we'll get into.
Okay. Very cool.
Looking forward to all of that. Keep in mind as well, afterwards will be your tailgate, your pregame for at 6:30 Wisconsin men's basketball at Minnesota. Big one right there.
A big rivalry game there, yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Actual rivalry game.
And I want to remind everybody a couple of events going on tomorrow. Tomorrow we have got Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor performing. They
Cultural
do the
center.
The first and third Thursday of every month. Head on over to the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center over at 2651 8th Street South from 2 to 4 and take in one of our greatest local anything. Musician,
They're great.
Person, creatives, anything.
Whatever you want to call them.
Love our friends over
just
there.
Just don't call Pete late for dinner.
Just don't do that.
Keep all of that in mind. And Seth, of course, we also want to remind everybody about a great show coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow it's the last run of our Stick and Old Lace tomorrow at 7, Friday at 7, and then Saturday at 2 p.m. to wrap it up. I just want to say real quick, big thank you to everyone in the show, on the show, and had anything to do with it. The set builders did an amazing job, as usual. Mm-hmm. We had, of course, a tremendous cast. The backstage people are great. And I just want to say thank you to them for making it a very enjoyable experience. So
awesome. Congratulations.
Get
to WRCtheater.org to get your tickets and find out more. Encourage you to do that. And, of course, if you can, take in the Nakusa High School musical, Emma, a pop musical. Join them for a fun-filled musical featuring Katy Perry, Whitney Houston, Cyndi Lauper. We had the kids on yesterday. They killed it.
Nice.
They came in planning to do one little bit of monologue and one song. We had a little bit of time, and I just kind of brought up, hey, I paused things. I'm like, hey, if you guys want to do another one, you can. They jumped right into it.
Nice.
They were awesome.
That's
they were
great.
So good.
Oh, fantastic.
Get your tickets for this at showtix4u.com, showtix4u.com, or you can get them the day of the show right there at the front desk over at Nakusa. And check this out and support these kids. Buy local, support local. That includes the arts, everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Taking a look at some big good stories of the day around our world. An 18-year-old kid from Utah named Luke Herbert had to quit baseball when he got diagnosed with autoimmune disease.
Mm.
But how's this for switching gears? He just became the first kid from Utah to get a scholarship for cornhole.
For those that don't know, that's a beanbag toss.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you,
Melissa. Bags or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's playing for Winthrop University in South Carolina. They're widely seen as having the best cornhole program in the country.
Oh, they got out ahead of it.
I didn't know they had a program.
I didn't even know you had. Yeah, I didn't know you can get scholarships for that. That's everything.
Why do you just do this when you're camping?
That's pretty good. That's pretty cool. Tip it of the hat to him. Firefighters and animal rescuers saved a blind and deaf dog that wandered into a storm drain in North Carolina last week. His name is Duffy, and he's 16 years old, and now he is back home safe and sound.
Thank goodness. Good. Good to hear.
And a group of Burger King employees in Minnesota paid tribute to a longtime customer by having his name engraved in his favorite chair.
Oh.
Jerry Parkin recently passed away at the age of 91, and they showed up to his funeral with it.
Oh, wow.
He used to meet up with friends for coffee every morning and had his 90th birthday there.
Aww.
He even asked for chicken nuggets and a shake for his last meal.
Aww.
All the employees loved him, and they got corporate to approve the engraving. They kept it in the dining room as a tribute to him.
Wow.
Oh, that's sweet.
What a staff.
That's pretty
great,
darn cool.
Great people there, yeah.
It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
That's a good story right there.
Absolutely.
And we know there are other great, good local stories out there, everybody. Yep. Reach out to us. We got a newsletter. We got morning shows. Mm-hmm. We got places to, you know, go ahead and promote these things.
Yep.
We want to be able to do that with
you.
We
love it.
So go ahead and get us those stories. You can direct message us on Facebook or email any of our staff. You can reach out to our front desk if you need to as well.
Yep.
424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with whoever needs anyone to talk to. Or anything like that, and we can get those great good stories out there.
Yes.
Great show today, everybody, especially to you two, but the audience as well. You guys
yes.
pitched in today.
Thanks for coming in, everybody. Love it.
Yeah.
Do some more.
Be safe out there and be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.